PJ Podcast.
Hello, poddies. Welcome to tonight's podcast. What's for dinner at your joint tonight?
I'm cooking. I don't know. It's my food bag.
Oh, here we go.
Last night, Aussie Romance City cook. I was like, can we please just get like a curry?
What are you doing?
Get takeaways.
What are you getting?
No, we got curry last night.
Right.
But tonight I'm cooking.
Because it's my food bag.
Yeah.
She's on a kickback.
I'm not on a kickback. I'm not being supplied free food. I would not say no to free food, but no.
Check your bloody Instagram. Something will pop up. I'm telling you.
No, I promise. No, they do honestly such good meals. So yeah, I'm cooking tonight. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, right.
What are you doing?
Who's a better cook?
See, Aussie Romance would say he is, and he's very good because he's very clinical.
What about Crazy Fan Amy, the new flatmate?
The new flatmate, oh, she's not new anymore. Actually, our new flatmate is her boyfriend, Marty.
Did he move in?
He's moved in.
Why are we not talking about this on the show?
There's nothing to talk about.
What's he like?
He's lovely. He's really nice.
Good looking?
He almost looks
that's
like...
That's a no.
No, he looks
no,
like...
No, that's a trust me.
In terms
no.
of colourings, he's very similar to Aussie Romance. They've got like blonde hair. He's very tall. He's so nice. He's really nice.
See, that's how it works. When you say to someone, are they good looking? And they reply with a... description about their personality. You go.
Yeah, no, okay. I described what he looked like as well. He's a good looking guy, but I'm not going to hit on him. He's my flatmate.
See, funny though, I didn't actually ask if you were going to hit on him. See, a shrink listening to this.
You've poked the bear today. You've just been probing me all afternoon.
I hope his nickname's not Bear. Otherwise, I'm going to have other questions. Oh shit! All right, look. Enjoy the podcast tonight, everyone. We have a bit of fun. We played Little Lies, where we get kids to lie.
I made up an ad in about 15 minutes.
Oh, God, for a new feminine hygiene. No, not hygiene. Oh, yeah, I guess
it
so.
It is.
Yeah, feminine hygiene product. PJ's gone into the commercial world to advertise it. You're going to hear that coming up in the hour. We better get out of here because someone's got some bear poking to do.
Enjoy the podcast.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
PJ, you love writing a poem. You love poetry.
I'm not very good at it. I do it every now and then.
I think I
dabble.
Whenever I've heard you dabble, it sounds great. It's better than me. And there's a poem that caught my attention online today. Basically, there was a heap of Amazon reviews for a new product, which is online at the moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, generic reviews, like it was easy peasy. I'll explain what the product is in a sec. One woman, though, went into detail about the device and she loved it so much that she actually wrote a poem which made the Amazon review page and it's gone viral. Do you know what the product is?
Okay.
Portable Go-Girl female urination device.
Oh, like a Shiwi.
It's the opposition to the Shiwi.
Right.
How long's the Shiwi been out?
Shiwi's been around for a while now, eh? Like people take them to festivals.
Just quickly, for people that are not immersed in the Shiwi world.
Well, I've never really understood it. Is it a bag?
What do you think?
You wee into it. It's just like a little portable toilet, isn't it?
So do you think the every now and then she'll just, you know, there'll be a surprise. So do you think the Shiwi?
Yeah.
Right, which is a device that's out there at the moment, is a little... You explain what you think.
No, I just thought it was a portable toilet.
So it's a bag that you carry with you.
Potentially in the form of a bag. I don't know how logistically that would work.
And then so you pee into the bag.
It's a cup.
Hang on, don't help her. You pee into the bag.
Yeah.
And then you think the ladies carry that bag of urine around with them at a festival.
Yeah, well, maybe you just empty it. I don't know. It's never really appealed to me, to be honest. I've never really looked onto it too much. I just knew it was a device to make things easier when... present at a festival.
It's a device to let women urinate standing up. So I guess it's like, well, no, you said.
You can do that with a bag.
No, it's not a Glad bag, mate. You're not walking around with a Glad bag with your pee in it. All right?
What is it?
So it'll be like, you know how guys can go and stand and like wee into bushes? Yeah. This is like, I guess it's like a little funnel is the best way to describe it. So you hold the funnel and then...
Yeah, and then it goes into a bag.
No, there's no bag.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're pissing in your own handbag, there's no bag.
Okay, so it's just a funnel.
Just into the ground, like onto the bushes.
Cool.
God, I'm scared to go through your handbag. I don't know what I'm going to find in there next time. What's this? Oh, that's from River and Vines. There is another device that's come out that's going up against the Shiwi, right? It's called the Go-Girl. Do you want to hear the poem?
Yeah.
This lady posted, I peed in the sun, I peed in the rain, I peed just for fun, I peed down a drain. I peed in the light, I peed in the dark, I peed left and right, I peed in the park. There's all these other reviews. Dawn Elizabeth gave the Go-Girl a 5-star Amazon rating after her experience, but she revealed her friend's efforts were less successful when she tried to use one after drinking a bottle and a half of red and white wine in 45 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. I think she got the bag. Do you know what I mean?
What do you want me to do?
Well, I thought you love a poem and you have said in the past you can see yourself working in the advertising world.
I've never said that.
So I thought, why don't you write a commercial, a radio commercial, whether it's got a poem or a jingle to it, do a jingle. You're good with jingles.
Oh, I'm not good at jingles.
Alistair, our production guy, is going to help you. Al's standing by.
Okay.
And
how long do you want it to be? 30 seconds?
Like a 30-second radio ad.
All right.
Okay. So you've got 15 minutes to work on it. I'm so glad I told you how this works. Otherwise, it'd be like, want to pee in your bag? Your handbag, pee in your bag.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
I just want to reinforce, I didn't have much time to do what you're about to hear. It was, she was a tight one. I was trying to do a radio show at the same time. I was trying to write entertainment news with Spy.
Hey. Well, two things. Firstly,
I wasn't doing Spy.
Don't pretend you prepare the Spy segment, because that's a damn right lie. And secondly, mate, Richie never started an ABs game going, hey, just let everyone know we might lose the match.
You know what I mean? A workman never blames his tools.
Go into it confident. So, if you're just joining us, before 5 o'clock, I was telling PJ about a new feminine product I found online. It's called Go Girl.
Mm.
Can you explain the device, Peach?
Well, basically, it's a competitor to a Shiwi. Now, Shiwi has been around for years. People use them at, you know, concerts. And as I learned this afternoon, it's not actually a bag attached to your leg. It is almost like a funnel, so you can stand up like a guy does his business. With that in mind...
Explains why we caught you at different music festivals with a glad bag with your pee in it. Sticky tape to your leg.
With that in mind, I'm not a creative writer. I'm not a singer.
When you gave me the challenge, I took it. Look at me. Take a breath.
Man, singers must get really nervous when their songs debut on the radio.
So PJ has written, and with the help of Al, our production guy, who's asked to be not named, has worked on a radio commercial for the new product called Go Girl. I've not heard this yet.
Mm.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Just like new music, this is a new ad on ZM.
What do you do when you need to go? When you've had a lot of drink and you got the flow? You can use it at the beach, you can use it outside. You can even use it when you're going down a slide. It's a goat girl. Don't say no, girl. It's a goat girl. You got the flow, girl. Stop waiting in a line while the others go. Now stand up like a guy, do it like a pro. It's like a portable willy and I don't know where I'm going with the song, but it's a go girl. Don't say no, girl. It's a go girl. You got the flow, girl. I got the flow when I'm in the house. I got everybody looking when I'm... It's a go girl. Don't say no, girl. You got the flow, girl.
What do you think?
Mm.
Out of 10?
Right.
Thoughts, comments, queries.
I was never a big fan of critiquing stuff on a scale system.
All right, comments. Go. Do you think, like, if radio fell through, singing, creative writing, jingles? Yeah, right, okay.
I...
Don't quit your day job.
No, it's... Funnily enough, it's made me want to go and do a wee.
Yeah. Get the flow, girl. Don't say no.
No, 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 that's it. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Right.
Like, just you makes didn't me like want... the song, it's just the product.
Just makes me want to wee. Yeah, that's it.
ZM's Jason PJ.
You little liar.
You little liar.
I love this game. We only started the other week. We're not encouraging kids to lie. If anything, we're trying to teach them that adults can catch them out.
We're teaching them creativity.
Which is in a form of
lying. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, right. Again, that's another thing on the list of why you won't look after my children.
All right, a list of many.
How this works is if you've got kids near you at the moment, if you've got kids in the house, we want you to give us a call. We want the kid to tell us something cool that happened to them on a weekend. Or just a cool story, something crazy and cool that's happened in their life. And then PJ and I have to guess whether they're telling the truth or if they're lying.
They own us every week.
Take a listen to last week.
I bought my tickets to going around Europe for a year.
Have you picked where on the plane you're going to sit? Like, do you get a window seat?
Wait,
I don't even do that.
I don't know where I'm
going
to sit.
Okay. She doesn't know where she's going to sit.
You can do that when you're buying tickets. Sailor, we're locking in truth. Are you telling the truth?
No.
Oh, you
dirty little... We'll cut it there. So we're going to ask questions.
Yeah,
and
we'll
try
probe.
And, yeah, we'll try and catch you out. So 0800 dials ZM, give us a ring now. Producer Alex and intern Pom will take your calls. They'll work with the kids on their stories. But give us a ring, tell us something cool that happened to you on the weekend. It can be the truth or it can be a lie.
I'm feeling good about this today. I think we're going to get it.
Yeah, I think we're going to catch them out. If you want to play and you get away with the lie, we'll give you some free stuff too.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
You little liar.
All right, we love this game. This is where we try and catch out kids that are lying to us. If they can get away with it and they catch us out, they win a day off school. Actually, I can't say. I'm not sure if I can. No. No, I have no control over that.
We can give away free stuff, though.
Yeah. There we go.
Can we?
Yeah. 0800 dials ZM. The free stuff is not a certificate saying you can have the day off school. All right, so Tegan is first up. Hello, Tegan. How old are you?
I'm 11.
Okay, just turn your radio down in the background. And Tegan, you tell us something cool that happened to you on the weekend and PJ and I have to guess if it's the truth or if you're telling a lie. What happened to you?
Me and Mum went to Auckland for a girls' trip and went to Rainbow's End and Butterfly Creek.
Ooh. Where did you stay when you were there?
We stayed in a hotel down, where was it? Karamu Road or something.
Okay.
She's got details. I'll give her that.
And did you guys visit anyone while you were up here? Like, were you seeing friends, family, or was it just your mum?
Yeah, we were seeing our cousins.
Yeah, seeing cousins. Oh, okay.
Oh,
how old are your cousins?
Hang on. Did you go on the little electric cars, the new electric cars they put in at Butterfly Creek?
No.
Right. Did you see them there?
Nope.
Yeah. They were at Rainbow's End.
Yeah, no. I'm just trying to throw her off.
Oh,
they didn't put electric cars in.
All right, I think she's like...
Mum's like, God, you're really trying to...
I think Tegan is legitimate with her story.
Yeah, I think she's telling the truth as well. Tegan, we're locking in truth. Are we right?
No.
Oh, she sounded so cute. Damn it. Thank you for your call, Tegan.
Don't thank her. She's a little liar.
All right, okay. Let's move on to Hazel.
Okay.
Hello, Hazel. Welcome to Little Liars.
Hi, PJ.
Oh, she's a kitty. How old are you, Hazel?
I'm seven.
Okay.
That's right. My favourite number.
She's going to say that to every kid, Hazel. Okay. So, Hazel, tell us what cool thing happened to you on the weekend.
Well, I went to Rainbow Springs and I went on the Big Splash 3 times.
Rainbow Springs?
Where's Rainbow
Springs?
Rotorua. Where's Rotorua.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I thought she meant to say Rainbow's End. I'm like, well, we got it
there. Yeah. Do you live in Rotorua, Hazel?
No.
You don't? Oh. Did you? What did you think of Rotorua when you got there?
Cool.
Right. It smells like chocolate, doesn't it?
I can't really smell.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Get that looked at. I don't want to interrogate a seven-year-old, but...
Yeah.
I feel like she's lying.
I don't know.
I feel like she's lying.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she's so cute. No, but...
It's the butter wouldn't melt in their mouth. They're the liars, mate. Okay. And this one sounds cute.
She sounds cute, so maybe she's deceiving us.
Yeah. Hazel, we think you're lying. Are we right?
No.
Was it true?
You're telling the truth. Of course you are. Okay, sorry about that. That's our bad. We made you sound like... Let's move on. Hello, Ruby.
Hi.
These kids are good.
How old are you, Ruby?
Seven.
Okay.
Oh, my favourite number.
All right, Ruby, what cool thing happened to you on the weekend?
When I went to Bali, a monkey jumped on me and it bit me. And I think it was just cuddling me.
Okay. All right, so
you didn't go to Bali in the weekend. This happened, obviously, a wee while ago.
1 month ago.
Okay.
Wow. How long were you in Bali?
2 weeks.
Right. 2 weeks, that's a good length of time.
Hang on, I've got the questions going to stuff her up here. Did you get a plane? How many planes did it take you to get to Bali?
Two.
Oh, do you know where you went?
That's good because Air New Zealand, I don't think, do direct flights
did
at this
not?
Time of the year. No, they stop it about a month ago.
I went direct. Where did you go via, Ruby? Where else apart from Bali did you have to go on the plane?
Sydney.
Yeah, right.
She's legit. She's telling the truth.
It does sound legit. And those monkeys, mate, you turn your back
they
on
do,
them.
They do.
They'll gnaw at your neck.
Yep. I think Ruby is telling the truth.
Ruby, are you telling the truth?
Yes.
Finally.
Yay.
All right, now, the game aside, Ruby, has a doctor looked at where the monkey bit you?
Elbow.
Oh, it was the elbow. Okay. Right, okay, yeah.
All right.
Maybe get that looked at. Yeah, just get that.
I love this game so much.
They're very cute. What I like is the parents are encouraging them to lie as well. Yeah, just tell them the elbow. We'll really screw them with this one.
The Jason PJ podcast.
So on Sunday after the Christchurch races, again, awesome day.
Great day.
Yeah. So nice to meet everyone. When we got back, I was a little fragile on Sunday, I'll admit.
Fragile goods.
And Lou and I were out and about and I said, Lou, can we go through the Macca's drive-thru? I feel like a thick shake.
Were you a bottomless pit?
Yeah, oh, mate, bottomless. So on our third drive through the drive-thru. No, it was the first one. And as we're driving through, I'm like, oh, babe, can I just get a thick shake? And she's like, yeah, I might have a bit. And I'm like, oh, okay, at least you've told me. I said, why don't you get your own? She goes, no, I don't want a full one. Can I just have a bit?
That's understandable.
No, it's what you girls do all the time. And I'm like, okay, fine. At least you've given me warning.
Yeah.
So I'll get a large. I'll grab a large strawberry thick shake, please. Oh, no, babe, don't get strawberry. So now I'm like, I'm hung, I'm fragile, I'm in the front seat, and I'm like, what's wrong with strawberry now?
Yeah.
I don't like strawberry, get chocolate. If you're going to get a thick shake, you get chocolate. And I'm like, can we just get separate ones? That's all I'm asking. My shout, separate ones. We can get two small separate ones. That's it. You can have as much strawberry or as much chocolate as you want. She's like, no, I just want a bit. I'm like, okay.
So, sometimes you just want a taste.
So we will get the large because you want a bit of the thick shake. You're going to share it with me. And now we will forego the strawberry, which I was craving.
Go for the chocky.
We'll get the chocky. Why? Because I'm wearing my husband of the year sash and I just want to be a good guy. Right? We get to the second window. The lady hands her the thick shake. I couldn't believe it. She puts the straw in the thick shake, goes, like literally the smallest tasting one goes, thanks, babe. There you go. And it was in slow-mo. I paused.
What's wrong with that?
And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, that's all I wanted.
Exactly. Like, that's all she wanted.
No, but the amount that she had, no shit, PJ, would have literally been the thick shake that's kept in the straw. Like whatever was in the straw, she went, yeah, that's enough for me.
See,
thanks.
She didn't need you to buy another one. She literally wanted a taste. That was your choice to upgrade. That was your reaction to the situation.
Why can't she let me get the strawberry? If that's all she wanted. And it happens all the time. I remember growing up,
I didn't know you were such a strawberry fan. You love chocolates.
That's not the issue here.
That was the way you reacted to the situation. Your bad, Jason Hawkins.
If I went single for a while, I know I'd cry for a bit, but at least I could be bloody crying into a strawberry.
ZM's Jason PJ.
This Thursday night, it is the Vodafone New Zealand Music Awards. We are going to be attending in force.
Yeah.
I got
mixed feelings about it.
What do you mean?
I'm very excited I've been invited.
Is it because it's longer than half an hour and you won't be able to maintain focus?
Okay, so I may suffer from a little ADD. I get bored.
There'll be people to talk to. You'll be able to watch lots of performances.
I know. How long's it going?
Mingle. Oh, a couple of hours.
A couple of hours?
Yeah. It's all good. Right.
Yes.
Heaps of food, mate. Don't worry.
Heaps of food.
Really? Is it platters or is it sit down?
No, it's like hors d'oeuvres and stuff.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, it's primarily cold food, isn't it?
Oh, it is too.
Oh, it's like cold food. Oh, this is so good.
Shit, I'm going to have to sneak in a burger. And is it like really classy?
Yeah.
You couldn't have a Domino's dude, you know, walking around going, order for Jason?
No, but you need to dress up nice.
Yeah, right. Okay. God. Okay, well, I can't wait. It'll be great. The parties are good. Can I just rock up for the parties?
No,
that's rude, isn't it?
You kind of have to go.
Okay.
But anyway, I was trying to sort my outfit over the weekend, try and get ahead. Wasn't ahead, but I just impulsively bought this dress online. I really liked it. It didn't have it in my size. So I was like, okay, I'll go size up.
Now, I know nerves have been an all-time high for you for the last 2 days because this is a gutsy move. You've picked an outfit.
I left it till late as well.
And it's a big red carpet event, so you picked an outfit, you've left it till late, and you've gone online shopping, which, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, it's a hit and miss.
Massive hit and miss.
My mum was like, Pudge, that could go one of two ways. It could look really good or it could look terrible.
I thought she was going to say a little bit tardy, but that's all right. And did you reply going, either way, I'm happy with mum? Okay.
So I don't know how this is going to fit. I was thinking if it's a little bit big, at least I can maybe take it in.
So you got that. Take it in. The event's in 2 days.
Yeah, but you could maybe take it in that time, couldn't you?
You'd be paying good dollars for that, mate. The parcel's arrived. Is that the colour you ordered?
It's the colour I ordered. It's a lot more silky than I expected.
Oh, see, this is online shopping, mate. I get nervous about online shopping.
She definitely looks...
It's PJZM like walking down the carpet in her nightie.
Yeah.
It's very nighty-esque.
Give me a look. Give me a look.
Oh, she is a silky number.
Oh, she does have a shine to it, doesn't it? It looks a little...
Oh, hang on. No, that was the inside. We're okay. It was the lining.
I know, okay, guys. But what concerns me is after a few champagnes, you could put it on inside out, so we could see the lining. Oh, that looks nice.
Okay, it doesn't look too bad.
Do you want me to describe it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You won't do it in a complimentary way.
No, I will do. If you hold it up around here so I can have a look.
Okay. I don't know if this is a good or a bad idea.
I would say the colour of the red roses they hand out on The Bachelor.
Correct.
Would
That's
be the
accurate.
Way to describe yep. it. I would say it's a backless number.
Yeah, it
right?
is.
Right, so showing off a little bit of back, quite stringy at the back, like little spaghetti string holding it up. And then you've got like a rose bush neck line that goes around your neck with, and then it covers up the breast area, yet with a little peephole slit down the middle of the boobs.
Yeah, that's a little bit provocative, isn't it?
That's probably where people would roll up the tip money and poke it in.
But you like it on the whole?
Question.
Does it fit? I don't know.
No. Can you hold up next to you? I want to... How short? Like, that's what I'm thinking. Because before we have a look, boys out there, would you say above the knee or below the knee for this formal event?
Definitely below.
Well, she goes below the knee, so we've done all right.
Hey! You know, why don't you go whack it on and put a little photo up?
Oh, no.
Can we put a photo up?
No, because then it ruins it for when I wear it.
What about a little live feed just for when you come in and try it on? Okay, well, Facebook live feed after this.
You suck.
Jason PJ Facebook page if you'd like to have a look. You know how you come in, you know, out of the change room and you show your girlfriends?
Yeah, you but just... this is going to take away the surprise from when I wear it on Thursday.
No, because you'll have like four layers of makeup and all the hair and everything done. And think of it like this. You're just showing your girlfriends on social media.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I'm solo in the studio at the moment. PJ has just left to go and try on her little online shopping order. Now, we're all going to see this together. We're live feeding at Jason PJ Facebook page. We're about to go live right now. We're live. Okay, so PJ bought this online 2 days out from the New Zealand Music Awards. She wasn't sure whether it was going to fit or if it'll look good. Come on in, Paige. Oh, she looks like one of the little bachelorettes coming into a rose ceremony. Well, hello and welcome.
Yes.
Come around to the microphone. It does fit. You can't... You what?
I need to hold my boobs because... I'm not wearing a bra, so I'd have to wear a strapless one with
okay,
it.
Okay, hang on, stand out, do a twirl so everyone on the live feed can see you. Jason PJ on Facebook to have a look.
Is it Dresina?
What do you think? Are you happy with it? Okay, question.
What
shoes are you going?
I don't know. I was thinking like a beigey kind of... What? Rose gold? No, not rose gold.
What else?
Not white?
No, definitely not white.
No, I think like
white's too virginal.
A beige.
Yeah, right.
What do you think?
Isn't beige pretty much white?
No, beige is like that light brown.
Oh, God, you're like my wife. She'll go, no, babe, the cream one. And I'm like, the cream one looks like the white jumper.
You always thought beige was white.
I thought all those light colours were pretty much the same.
Yeah, I think like a beigey.
Right. And
I don't know.
You look great.
But I've just discovered something on my skin. I don't know what it is.
Well, what?
I can't tell if I'd...
What is it?
I just cut myself or something on my...
Well, clean yourself up before we go to like an awards.
I don't know.
You don't want to be on the red carpet and people are like, how are you doing tonight? And you're like, I'm doing great, yet infected.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
We had a great weekend in Christchurch over the weekend. I was unpacking my bag this morning because I'm quite like that. Like, I'll just leave my bag lying around for a few days. I don't unpack immediately.
I know where this is going. You left your dignity at the racetrack.
No, it's not actually.
Oh, your dignity was in the bag. That I'm surprised at.
So I was unpacking and I was like, okay, cool. Yep, dress a little worse for wear after that.
Oh, my suit looked like it'd been... It looked like someone wore it during the filming of The Hangover.
Definitely needs an appointment with the dry cleaner.
Yeah.
And then I came across a hairdryer and I was like, what? Unpack a hairdryer? That's weird. Intern Pom had actually packed up my bag. Don't know why I left him with the responsibility because there was all this stuff left over. And so he went to my bag.
What was he in your room?
What do you mean? We were all in the same room.
I didn't see him pack the hairdryer when I was in the room.
My bag was in his room.
Sorry, mate?
I didn't get him to pack my bag.
No, neither did I.
Because I left my stuff there and I stayed at home.
That's fair.
Right.
It's not what his job is. He's not meant to be running around after you packing up your shit, DJ.
I know that.
So run me through it. He's finished feeding you breakfast and then you've said, can you go and pack my bag?
Oh, this sounds... just digging myself a hole. Yeah. Anyway, so I went to unpack my bag this morning.
Right.
And there was a hairdryer in there and I do not own a hairdryer. And so I thought, okay,
How dare he get the packing so wrong?
Yep. So, Cam, hello from promotions. He was there. You and Jace, we're all getting ready. Producer Alex, and it was none of yours. Turns out, intern Pom thought it was mine, packed it in the bag, but it belonged to the hotel.
So, not only are you getting the interns to pack your bag, you're also admitting on the radio that he's committed a crime by stealing a hairdryer. I'll tell you what, you're never thankful, are you?
I'm always
thanks for packing
thankful.
My bag. The cops are here to talk to you.
He accidentally stole a hairdryer.
He can't afford even the one phone call they give you to get out of jail.
I know what you mean. Well, but it wasn't mine. It wasn't Cam's.
Will you accept the reverse charge callers from a criminal named Intern Pom?
No. Long story short, I've called the hotel. I've let them know that we're sending it back today.
Oh, I can imagine how awkward that call would have been too.
Oh, it wasn't pretty.
Hi, it's Polly. I had a guy in my room. He wasn't with me or anything because I was staying somewhere else, but I was staying at your hotel and he put the hairdryer in the bag, but the hairdryer's not mine. It's yours.
It doesn't sound good, does it?
Was it pretty much like that?
Yeah,
I thought so. I love that he's not, like, he's committed a crime, but he just didn't mean to.
It was an accidental theft.
Shall we see how many we get this afternoon? 0800 dial ZM if you've done this in the past, if you've accidentally stolen something.
And not just accidentally, like with a little...
Yeah, I don't want, hey, we're on a 20-minute, you know, police pursuit down the motorway accidentally. You know what I mean?
I did the things above my head with my fingers going like this and I can't explain it. You know when people go, accidentally.
Inverted commas.
Inverted commas. There we go.
That's all right, mate. Normally you put your hand up to talk and I can't bring myself to tell you no one can see it.
Have you accidentally stole something? The Jason PJ Podcast. We have just been talking about, have you ever accidentally stolen something? You can give us a call, 0800-ZM or text us 9696. We've got Cheyenne on the phone calling through. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're good. What did you accidentally steal?
I went shopping with my cousin and she asked me to hold the pram and so I tucked all my stuff on top of it and actually ended up stealing a couple of tops. Without even realising, wasn't until I got to the car and I was like, oh my God, we've just stole like pieces of clothing.
Two questions. Did it have that little buzzer attached to it?
Yeah.
Or like, you know,
it didn't even go off. I was like freaking out because lessons and I was like, oh my God.
What? You know the worst ones, the tie-dye ones?
Yeah.
The tie-dye ones you can't, you know. Did you take it back?
Yeah, I took it back and I took in my niece and I was like, do you want to pick a key ring? Like, apologising and made her grab some other stuff. So
Do you always wonder when you do that, I know you're in the wrong, but is there ever a small part of you that goes, I mean, I have done the right thing. How about a discount?
No.
Same here. I never think that either.
Someone said my grandmother was in an electric wheelchair shopping at Farmers. She got home to find a bra had got hooked on the back handle of the wheelchair. and then it cut off the air. But yeah, that's amazing.
Oh.
What?
Oh, well, that just really didn't go anywhere, did it?
What do you mean?
Well, it was like, what happened? We know the bras.
We'll never know. It's like the Shortland Street final at Christmas time. You'll just never know.
And came out on the floor, was draped over my arm and my hand. No, we'll never know, guys. Guys, we'll never know what happened to the bra in the wheelchair.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
2 years at broadcast school it was?
Yeah.
And then they gave you a diploma?
A degree.
Either one. They gave you an award?
No.
They said you graduated?
Yes.
Yeah, right. That course needs to be looked at, I'm telling you. G'day,
there
Hugh.
Was no follow-up text. Hello, Hugh. Yeah.
It's not her fault, Hugh. She missed chapter 3, reading a text message. When did you accidentally steal something, mate?
Yeah, look, I went into Wickles, grabbed some bits and pieces for work, and whilst I was in there after picking up the product, I took a call and got distracted and walked out of the store with the product in my hand, through the mall, jumped in the car, got to the car and finished the call and then realised what I'd done. So, yeah.
Did you go back? Did you go back?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, went back to the store and said, gee, guys, I just walked out with this product and pay for it. And they just sort of, the staff actually had a bit of a laugh about it.
They would have been like, our bad, mate. Yeah, we didn't even notice. We did not even notice.
Yeah, I was surprised they didn't ankle tack me as I walked up the mall, you know, with the product.
Mate, you probably went back now printing out photos of you from the surveillance camera going, if this guy ever comes in the store again. I love this. Someone said, accidentally stole a box of beers from Countdown. You know how they tell you to leave it in the trolley?
Yes.
And they say, hey, we'll just scan it?
Another one here. Accidentally stole 3 packs of socks from Kmart, which I found once I got back to the car. Turns out my 2-year-old daughter put them at the bottom of the pram while I wasn't looking. I did return them very sheepishly.
Hey, good news.
Hang on, mate. She read the end of the text.
No, even better news. She wrote on line one. She's going to tell us the rest of the story.
Oh, Ruth! Yes! Ruth, so you're the lady in the mobility scooter with the bra hanging off the back.
Hello, no, it was my grandmother.
Yeah. Right. So and what happened?
What happened?
Well, she was obviously shopping in Farmers, in the wheelchair, going through the lingerie section.
Yeah.
Continued shopping in the mall for another couple of hours. Got home, realised she had this white lacy bra on the back of her wheelchair, which no one had told her about.
Yeah.
The whole time she'd been shopping in the mall, called Farmers, and they told her to keep it as a gift.
See, that's what I was. No, but that's what I was saying. See, sometimes if you're really honest, you get rewarded.
Yeah, that's
and
a good point.
It was my mum's size. So
brilliant.
Win-win.
And dare I say, Ruth, a crucial part of the story.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Oh, look, an etiquette expert has come out stating the one question you should not ask to a person on a first date. Before I tell you, what would you say is a no-go zone when it comes to a first date, something you can't ask someone?
Are you going to eat that?
I'd probably do that every time. No, it's not there.
No, I think, in all seriousness, because Lou and I are addicted to first dates at the moment, and we've been watching those.
So awkward.
Oh, mate.
They make my dates feel great.
There was one guy on there the other week, and I'm just like, why are you even hanging around for the meal? I just felt like ringing the girl going, just leave. Just leave. I'm surprised when they say, why are you single?
Okay.
Is that unless it's done in a way at the end of the date, and I would be like,
right. Well, it's like a compliment instead of actually asking.
How are you single?
No. This guy says, you should never ask on a first date what the person does for a living.
Oh, right. Okay.
I do that every time. Like, I'd say that's the first thing that's often one of the first things that comes up in conversation.
I know why you're doing that.
Why?
Because you're hoping then the guy will say, and what do you do for a living? And you're like, oh, well, I work on the radio.
No, so tell me about your job as a
Tyler.
The etiquette expert says that can make you appear materialistic. And
massively.
You want to know what the person does.
Be honest, were you liking dropping the radio card when you were dating and you were single?
I hate it. I get so awkward.
Please.
I'll be like, I work at a media organisation.
Oh, just to try and make it more mysterious. So then they're like, what sort of media organisation? Oh, radio. It's quite embarrassing. Sorry.
But he said that you should focus on hobbies, background, and where you socialise instead of actually what you do for a job. Because if you do ask that, then it can come across opportunistic and materialistic.
Because what I was finding weird when I was watching First Dates, it would be awkward and someone would start talking and they would just constantly talk. And I'm like, oh, God, you're making it awkward. Ask the other person questions.
That's the best thing.
Get them talking, but you got to listen. There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse. So what do you do for a living? Oh, I'll tell you again. I told you 20 minutes ago.
But often you're so nervous, you can't. You're like,
oh, and when I watch that show, and they realise they've forgotten the person's name, that'd be me. That'd so be me. I'd be like, what are you going to order, mystery blonde girl? No, never take the guess. Never take the guess. God, no. You'd be sitting there going, Tom, Stephen.
Daniel.
Like a game show.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
With Reddit, you can go on and just post the most obscure questions, and it's amazing how people have, you know, either stories that are similar or the advice they give. One Reddit user posted a question today which caught my eye. Roxanne357 is her username. So just tonight over dinner, if you're about to get married, just say to your partner, hey, babe, what are you online? Like, what username are you going to? Because if your partner's name is Roxanne357, I'd be a bit concerned. She put, attention everyone on Reddit, have you left your fiancé at the altar?
Yeah.
Why did you do it and what happened?
Deep.
Heavy. Looks like she won't be alone if she goes through with it.
Mm.
A lot of people.
Oh, so she's actually in the process of thinking
be. I mean, like, you can't say to your partner, oh, no, it's just throwing questions out there. Obviously, she's thinking about it.
Hang on. If you're thinking about it, you would cut it off now. Well, you wouldn't leave it till the day. That's even more cruel.
I know, but sometimes fear gets in there and people, the pressure and stuff. Someone put here, I left a man at the altar. I was dressed and getting ready to go to the chapel when I realised I just couldn't do it. I froze. I didn't love him as much as I craved the safety and security that being married would bring.
So much pressure, eh, from family and friends.
Yeah, well, I was fairly recently divorced and young and just scared. See, family and friends and stuff, mention, you know what I mean? Not at the altar, but I bailed just 2 days before we were headed to the City Hall. Well, that's good. It was a green card marriage. Hey, at least there's notice. On our second date, she mentioned that her visa was expiring in 6 months and I jokingly proposed to her.
Yeah.
We continued dating, fell for each other, and then the proposal became much more real as the deadline approached. I backed out at the last minute because we just didn't agree on certain details. And another one, not quite at the altar. Again, notice is your friend in this situation.
Though, at least it's not a few years down the track.
You know what? Even go back a step. Mm. Hey, babe, do you want to go and check out invites today? Hey, babe, not with you, with another girl. Like, at least it's around the invite time. You know what I mean? Here's one. Not quite at the altar. Oh, this is sad. But I was left several weeks before my wedding day. And by left, I mean my fiance insisted he was stressed out by work and needed some time, when in reality, he wanted to move in with his new pregnant girlfriend.
Oh.
Harsh.
That's so horrible.
I was thinking, imagine going and like... That's Reddit. So they're crazy stories from people all around the world. That stuff wouldn't happen in New Zealand. And I thought, imagine being at a wedding where the bride or groom just go, I can't do it. I can't go through.
You're right. I always associate it with a movie. Like it's that cliche movie moment.
But
I don't know anyone who's actually ever been present in that situation.
You've sat
there. That would be horrible.
You're at the wedding, you're going, oh, she's 45 minutes late. Come on, let's move this along. You know, and then normally it'd be like a bridesmaid that has to come in and go, she's not coming.
I would be the worst person in that situation.
Oh, so bad.
If I was a guest at a wedding and that happened.
Yes, PJ. Do you know any information? No, I was just wondering, are we still doing the food?
Wouldn't be like that.
Are we still doing the food?
I'm so bad in awkward moments, right? And so where do you look? What do you do? Who do you talk to? Do you just sit there?
Yes, PJ. Sorry. I spent $100 on this dress. Is that something we could pass the hat around and pay for? No?
It would be a horrible situation.
You just wouldn't know where to look. Look, it's a long shot, but have you been to a wedding that didn't eventuate? Like, you know, maybe the bride didn't rock up. Maybe she did and they were like, look, we just can't do it.
Maybe, I want to say maybe there was a happy ending, but I don't know if that happens in this situation.
Maybe a disaster happened at the wedding and therefore the wedding couldn't happen that night. Do crazy things like this happen at weddings here in New Zealand? If you've been a part of it, we want to hear from you. Yes, PJ? We're still eating cake.
The Jason PJ podcast.
I thought this would be a difficult one to find.
I knew it'd be a long shot, but we're getting texts. I want to know, have you been to a wedding that didn't eventuate? Some dramas happened. Maybe the bride didn't rock up. There was a situation at the wedding and it was like, look, we just can't go ahead with it.
I feel like this is one of those that people don't want to be heard on the radio, especially if it's one of their friends who, you know, whose wedding they were at. Get this story. I don't know if it's an urban legend, but my dad told me about a friend who told him about a groom who stood up for his speech and said, I would like to thank my best man for sleeping with my wife. Then he walked out.
I've heard that story a lot.
Do you think it's an urban legend?
Yeah, or there's a lot of grooms out there sleeping with their wives.
Okay, I'm reading this for the first time.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What?
I'm a waitress at a wedding venue, and the day before this rather large wedding, the restaurant burnt to the ground.
Oh, Jesus. Please read the text before we're on the air. Like all these other texts, and you go with the burned down one.
There's some other text.
Have you read them?
Yes. Okay, here we go. Someone I work with went to Fiji for a wedding. Groom had a breakdown 2 days before from cheating and wedding didn't happen. Still they had the reception dinner.
They had the dinner.
Oh.
Oh, mate, what do you do at that dinner?
Oh.
Like, I mean, that's all you want to talk about, but you wouldn't be able to talk about it. Do you know
It'd
what I mean?
It'd be the elephant in the room, but like everyone would have organised accommodation.
Oh, see, that's a good point.
Because it's gone to Fiji. Like,
you've spent the money. Like, do you cut the cake?
So awkward.
Imagine that. Do you remove the little people from the top of the cake and go, let's just make it more of a holiday cake?
And then you
cake.
Try and find someone with a birthday and you're like, happy birthday, Tim, it's all for you. Yay. 26.
Just put the groom back on the top of the cake. It looks like Tim.
Sure.
We got more texts coming through as well.
Yeah, I'm just too scared to read them.
No, just.
Another one here. A friend of mine was left at the rehearsal dinner, called her, and she was at the airport leaving for Europe.
Oh, see, these are sad, man. It's like, you know, if you're going that far, and like you've gotten all the way up to the wedding and just nerves and family pressure and stuff can't take you through it.
You know how I freaked out with that text before?
Yeah.
There was a happy ending. There always is, but I just panicked. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, you
I'm a waitress at a wedding venue the day before this rather large wedding. The restaurant burnt to the ground. Happy ending, though, for PJ. The wedding was moved to another venue and the couple did get married with some free drinks from our restaurant. Yay!
Would you read the happy ending for PJ bit and freak out?
Yes, I did.
ZM's Jason PJ.
I don't like change.
I know you don't. You love staying in your comfortable little zone.
Love
every now and then. You'll jump out of your little box.
Yeah, yeah. I just tried the mint cookie ice cream today.
How did that go?
That was a mistake. I'm a routine guy. Yeah. And some people out there don't like change, especially with their favourite food products. I want you to cast your mind back earlier this year. You know when Arnott's decided to change the recipe of all their shapes, flavours?
Backlash.
Mate, the world winning. More people got upset about that than Trump. I'm just saying.
oh, I don't know about that.
Okay, people are up in arms, right? A guy has taken to the internet today, which I will point out, leaving it a little bit late as well. This is a Melbourne dude. He freaked out. He loves pizza shapes so much that when he heard the recipe was changing earlier this year, he went out and snapped up 60 packets, 60 boxes of the original pizza shape recipe. Now, do we all know what's happened since then? Mm. Arnott's have come under fire so much that they've decided to go back to the original recipe.
You would be headless.
Which, unfortunately, for this guy.
No. And he wouldn't have even got through them all, would
he? Well, that's the problem. It's become a race against time, a race against the use-by date.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because he has now gone to Facebook and said, hey, everyone, I have 22 packs of pizza shapes. So he's gone through 38. He's done all right. I got 22 packs of pizza shapes, expired 13th of the 9th, 2016. So they've already gone past.
But no, you could probably still eat them.
Oh, you could still eat them. They're fine. They're shapes.
You should take them down to the local Sally's.
I bought 60 of them when I thought the old flavour was never coming back, and now I'm well and truly over them. Please come and take them. And the community's got behind him.
Oh, people that's good. So people have actually taken them and they can eat them?
Yeah, everyone's like, good on you, mate. You're a champion going up against the big corporates. Yeah, I'll take some of your shapes. What's nuts, I was reading about it. You know, like when it happened.
Yeah.
He wasn't the only guy. People were bidding up to $1,000 for a box of original recipe barbecue shapes.
Mental.
I know. Like, if I had the foresight to go, okay, people are going to want this.
I don't think I could tell the difference between either of them.
Really?
Yeah.
You can tell the difference between a chocolate and a strawberry milkshake.
He's so good.
Like, really?
They were totally different.
They were totally different.
Were they really different?
Yes, mate. The whole country, the whole world was saying they were different.
I know.
What you can taste the difference. I know what you can taste. You always taste the difference in food you've got to pay for and ones we've been sent for free. The free ones, you're like, these taste good. I hope we get more of these.
I can't believe you bought that many boxes.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard this direct flight to LA for the iHeartRadio Jingle Ball.
Afternoon, Courtney. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm so nervous. How are you?
Oh, you'll be fine. Don't worry. What are you nervous about?
Yeah, are you nervous because you're so close and you think that you may just have it?
I just feel like I'm so close, but I don't want to contribute to someone else being a winner. I want to be a winner.
Okay, so you're selfish, but that's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. You need to be selfish in these situations.
I don't want to make you more nervous, but let's go through it. Thanks to Air New Zealand's Grab a Seat, flights over to LA, accommodation, tickets, the iHeartRadio Jingle Ball. You'll see megastar Bruno Mars, Britney, The Biebs, Megan Trainor, Fifth Harmony. List goes on. Okay, that help with the nerves?
Yes, so helpful. Thank you very much, Jess.
Good one, Jess.
All you have to do is identify these five celebrities in the correct order. We know Margot Robbie is number one. Number two is Adele. We don't know who number three is. It's not a hiccup. number four is Troy Sivan. And number five is a mystery. Here are the mystery celebs.
Yeah, that's Cara's foot.
Oh, my God!
They're like sisters.
It's the best thing ever. Excuse me?
Courtney.
Okay.
Name the artist.
Five stars in the correct order. Go for it.
Okay, so Margot Robbie, Adele, Taylor Swift, Troy Sivan. Oh, and I don't think this is him, but I've got a guess. I think it's JT.
Oh, JT.
JT.
Producer Alex.
What do you mean? So you didn't get any new ones right?
No, no new ones.
So not Taylor Swift or JT?
No. Oh, poo.
Sorry, Court.
Hey, it's okay. We tried.
At least you didn't contribute to someone else.
No, you didn't.
Maybe this is what happens when you're selfish.
Yeah, exactly.
You definitely didn't contribute there, Courtney. Hey, have a good one, mate. Be listening tomorrow morning. Fletch, Vaughn and Megan give you another shot, okay?
Thank you.
All right, see you later.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Spy.co.nz.
A video dropped Oh, hello.
Sorry, capsize, just finishing.
Capsize, mate, come on. Oh, sorry. Fringer. So a video dropped late last night, and you may have seen it floating around, but if you haven't, have a listen to this and tell me which famous TV actress do you think this is?
Look as good as the day I met you. I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat.
I was already in love with her, but then when I found out she can sing as well.
I've been watching this on repeat all day. Is it because you've got a crush on her or you genuinely like the cover?
Sorry, I was thinking about someone else. What were you saying? No. Like, I love the cover. I love her as an actress and I have had a little crush on her and I do love the show she's from.
Yeah, it's Sarah Hyland from Modern Family and she posted this. So basically the cover band Boyce Avenue, they posted a video.
Hayley, that's her name, character name, Hayley.
Hayley, yep. There we go. So they posted this of them performing an acoustic version and it featured her, Sarah Hyland, as a very special guest vocalist. She said it was a dream come true and loved working with them. So
who's them?
Boyce Avenue.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the cover band.
They're not getting much coverage, though, today. Everything online is like
Sarah Hyland. Yeah, no. So they're the cover band who actually posted it. But if you're thinking, what? Since when has she been able to sing?
Yeah.
She was actually in the remake of Annie back in 1999. Fun little fact for you.
So we can bet an album next year.
Wow.
Work for Delta. She did Neighbours and then went into the whole singing thing.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know what I mean? Other people have done it.
Jace, you're kind of like the Boyce Avenue in the situation of the show, eh? When we go out with you in public.
Mate,
oh,
I'm
my
hearing
God,
you.
Can you guys stop riffing on me?
No,
it's just been incessant today.
It's fine, it's fine.
Giving you a compliment.
I know my place. It's fine. Hey, other guy, PJ, can we get a photo? And then people will be like, hey, man, do you mind holding the camera and taking a photo of PJ and I? It's all good, mate. I get to use the same taxi to get to the venue. You. It's fine. Every now and then I'll get a like, hey, Flynn in. I'll be like, no, mate, 2 years ago.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from